我今天要跟各位分享的信息是不要上撒旦的当。
The message that I want to share with all of you is do not be deceived by Satan.
在我们分享以前，我们先做个祷告。
Before the message, we pray.
亲爱的天父，求你圣灵开启我们的心眼，让我们能够领受你的话语的教导，也能够在我们每天的生活上能够使用出来。Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that the Holy Spirit will open our hearts so that we can receive the word from you, that we can learn from it and practice in our daily lives. Pray this in Jesus' name.奉主祷告，阿门。我们基督徒，包括你跟我，有时候时常偶尔还会被过患所胜。
We Christians, including you and I, often or sometimes are prevailed by our transgressions.
就像不管用 QQ 跟你的朋友聊天，
As you may chat by QQ with your friends in library.
你明明知道这件事情是学校禁止你做的，可是你偏偏还是要去做这样子的
Even you know this kind of thing is prohibited by our school, but you still do that.
当事情过了以后，圣灵责备你，你的心里也非常懊恼。
And afterwards, the Holy Spirit in your heart rebukes you, and you feel very regretful.
如果你愿意顺服圣灵的带领，在这个时候，你愿意认罪悔改，求圣灵下一次提醒你不要再做。
And at this moment,If you obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and you repent and confess your sins to God, and also you ask for the Holy Spirit that remind you that you will do this kind of thing next time, you will not do this kind of thing next time.
神可以再次的带给你心里的平安。
And God again will give you peace in your heart.
为什么我们基督徒还时常会有软弱的时候
？Why do we Christians are often weak？
我们为什么还会时常做一些得罪神、得罪人的事情呢
？Why we Christians sometimes do some things that that displease our God and offend the other people.
保罗在他的书信也很清楚地告诉我们。
In Paul's epistles, he tells us clearly.
他说我们接受耶稣基督成为我们个人的救主，成为神的儿女之后。
After we accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior and we became God's children,
我们都已经成为一个新造的人，旧事已过，一切都变成新的了。
We have become a new one, and all the old things has passed away. Everything is renewed.
可是，在我们心中还有一个老我。
But in our heart, the old nature, the old self still exists.
这个老我还会有犯罪，有罪性，还有犯罪的可能。
But the old self is still sinful, and we still have possibility to sin against God.
我们知道撒旦是撒谎的始祖。
As we all know, Satan is the father of lies.
所以他就会利用我们的弱点， 用一些撒谎、似是而非的谎言来引诱我们。
So Satan often takes use of our weak points to say lies to us. These lies are specious. It seems true, but actually not.
他最主要的目的是要让我们跟神破坏那亲密的关系。
It tempts us to destroy the intimate relationship between God and us.
因为这个原因，所以耶稣才在马太福音四章一到十一节受下给我们一个好榜样。
Because of this, so Jesus Christ set a very good model in Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 to 11.
来教导我们，我们应当如何警惕、小心，不要上那撒旦的当。
Jesus teach us to be careful that do not be deceived by Satan.
主耶稣在还没出来传天国的福音以前，
Before Jesus came out to proclaim the gospel of heaven,
他首先到约旦河边受施洗约翰的洗。
He went to first Jordan River to be baptized by John.
当他受洗从水里上来的时候，
When he was baptized and went out of the water,
有圣灵好像鸽子降在他的身上。
The Holy Spirit descended on him as a dove.
有声音从天上来说，
and,
这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And a voice from heaven says, This is my son who I love. With him I am pleased.
当耶稣受洗之后，神亲自的向他肯定说，你是我的儿子，我所喜悦的。
As soon as Jesus was baptized, God himself told Jesus Christ, You are my beloved son. I'm very pleased with you.
随即圣灵带领耶稣到旷野受撒旦的试探，有四十昼夜之久。
After that, Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit to be the wilderness to be tempted by Satan as long as for 40 days.
为什么？为什么耶稣必须要受撒旦的试探呢？
Why did Jesus be tempted by Satan?
我们都知道他是神的儿子，他有能力胜过撒旦的试探。
We know Jesus is the Son of God. He can overcome the temptation from Satan.
主耶稣受撒旦的试探，最主要的目的，要让我们经过他的榜样，来看到撒旦到底会用怎么样的撒谎的方式来试探我们。
One of major reasons is that Jesus showed us how and what kind of tricks that Satan uses to deceive us.
各位同学，你们来到辉圣受神学的装备。
You came here and to be equipped.
是因为神呼召你们，清楚呼召你们要做他的仆人。
Because you were called by God to be his servants.
以后要做传道人。
And after your equipment, you will be pastors in church.
这是神所喜悦的事情。
This is things that please God.
但是撒旦不喜欢。
But Satan hates us.
他会想尽办法来诱惑你们。
It will try its best to tempt us.
最希望的就是你们能够放弃这个服事的心志。
He hopes that we give up the resolution of serving God.
所以我们应当小心，不要上了撒旦的当。
So be careful not to be deceived by Satan.
在马太福音四章一到十一节，这里让我们看到撒旦可能会从三个方面来试探我们。
From the message from verse 1 to 11, we can see that Satan often uses various ways to tempt us, mainly in three aspects.
有一方面，他可能会在我们物质上的需要来试探我们。
First, Satan often uses material needs to tempt us.
第二个，会因为我们是神的儿子、神的儿女，因为我们的身份，让我们不依靠神、自我骄傲来试探我们。
Second, Satan often uses our pride that we are God's children, so we are very proud of it.And we will not depend on God, but depend on ourselves. So Satan often uses this way to tempt us.
另外一方面可能会用世上的名利来试探我们。
Satan often uses fame and gain in this world to tempt us.
现在我们来看第一点，我们不要因为物质上的需要上了撒旦的当。
First, let's first look at the first point, that not to be deceived by Satan for material needs.
这是在第一到第四节。
This is from verse 1 to 4.
当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野，受魔鬼的试探，他禁食40昼夜，后来就饿了。那试探人的近前来对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。耶稣却回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry.The tempter came to him and said, If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Jesus answered, It is written, Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
这几段经文告诉我们说，撒旦被圣灵引到旷野受魔鬼的试探。
These verses tell us that Jesus was led to the wilderness to be tempted by Satan.
他是在一个荒郊野外的地方受魔鬼的试探。
He was tempted in wilderness.
在荒郊野外，除了石头、沙漠之外，没有别的生物的存在。
There are no living creatures.In the desert, except stones and sand.
耶稣禁食有四十昼夜之久。
And Jesus fasted for 40 days.
四十昼夜没有吃任何东西。
He had nothing to eat for 40 days and nights.
所以耶稣基督肚子饿了。
So he was hungry.
四十昼夜没有吃任何东西。
Without any eating for 40 days.
不要说四十昼夜没有吃东西，四天我们没有吃东西，我们就受不了了。
For us, I think just for 4 days without any food, we cannot bear it. Leave alone 40 days.
主耶稣是神，可是他也是人。
Jesus is God, but he was human.
四十昼夜没有吃东西，所以很自然的，耶稣基督肚子饿了。
He was naturally starving when he had nothing to eat for 40 days.
这个时候，撒旦进城来，跟他说：“你既然是神的儿子，你可以将这些石头变成食物， 来满足你饥饿的需要。
At this moment, Satan came to him and told him, "If you are the Son of God, you can turn these stones into bread to satisfy yourself."
主耶稣知道这不是神的旨意。
However, Jesus knows it's not God's will.
他来世界上不是行神迹来满足自己的需要。
He came to this world, not to satisfy himself, meet his own needs with the miracles.
我们知道主耶稣在世上行了很多的神迹。
We know Jesus did a lot of miracles in this world.
他所有的神迹都是为了医治人或者是为别人的好处而行的神迹。
But all these miracles are for others.
他没有行一个神迹是为了自己的好处。
He has never done a miracle for his own interests.
所以行神迹来满足他的需要，这个不是神所喜悦的。
So, it is not to please God if he did something miracle for himself.
所以主耶稣回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
So Jesus responded him that man does not live by on bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of God.
耶稣的意思是说，人活着不是为了吃喝玩乐而已。
Jesus means that the purpose of human life is not to drink, eat, or just to have fun in your life.
人活着是要行神的旨意来荣耀神。
The purpose of human life is to do God's will to glory Him.
各位同学，你们来辉盛念神学。
Dear students, you came here to study.
这是神所喜悦的事情。
This is a thing that pleases God.
你在这里念书很用功，晚上做功课做到11、12点。
You work very hard. Sometimes you do your assignments until 11 or 12 in the evening.
你肚子饿了。
You feel very hungry.
你到厨房的冰箱，打开冰箱。
You open the fridge in the kitchen.
冰箱里面很多好吃的东西。
There are many delicious food in it.
但没有一样是你的。
But none of them belongs to you.
你肚子饿了。
You are starving.
你可以偷吃别人的东西吗？
Is it right to steal others' food?
这是神所喜悦的事情吗？
This is a thing that pleases God.
你能够因为你需要，你肚子饿了，可以偷吃别人的东西吗？
Is it right to steal others' food just because you are hungry?
各位在这里读神学，上每一个不同的神学课程。
You study various subjects.
你有些功课老师要给你考期中考、期末考。
Some subjects have finals and mid exam.
当你考试有好成绩，这也是神所喜悦的事情。
If you got a good grade, I think God also pleased with you.
可是你考试的时候有几个问题你忘掉了。
But if you are in examination and you forget some of the answers of the questions,
你要拿好成绩怎么办？
But you still want to get a higher grade, so how do you do?
我们可以用作弊的方法来拿好成绩吗？
So what would you do? Cheating in the exam?
你拿好成绩，拿好成绩是神所喜悦的。
High grade is please God.
可是你用作弊的方法 来拿好成绩不是神所喜悦的。
But it displeases God if you got high grade with cheating.
所有应当警惕，要小心。
So watch out, be careful.
不要因为物质上的需要而上了撒旦的当。
Do not be deceived by Satan for material needs.
撒旦没办法在物质的需要上引诱耶稣。
Satan fails to tempt Jesus for material needs.
他接着就想要用因为耶稣基督是神的儿子这个方面来诱惑，来引诱耶稣。
And then he continually tempted Jesus Christ because Jesus is the Son of God. He wants to take use this identification.
这是在第五到第七节。
The concerning verses is from 5 to 7.
撒旦就带他进了圣城，叫他站在殿顶上，对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去，因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者，用锁托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。”耶稣对他说：“经上又记着说，不可试探主你的神。”
Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you.And they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test."
撒旦不能够在物质上的需要上来诱惑耶稣。
Satan cannot tempt Jesus for material needs.
所以他就带耶稣到圣殿的最高顶端。
So, Satan took Jesus Christ to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple.
他说，你既然是神的儿子，你可以从最高顶跳下去。
He said, if you are the Son of God, you can jump from the highest point.
因为经上说，你主要为你吩咐他的使者，用手托着你，免得你的脚碰上石头上。
Because Bible says that he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.
他说，你既然是神的儿子，你从最高点跳下去，你也不会有生命的危险，因为神会派他的天使及时的来拖着你的脚，让你的脚不要碰到地。
It says to Jesus Christ that you can jump from the highest point of the temple because you are the Son of God. So your Father command his angels to protect you and you will not be hurt. You don't have life risk.
这里让我们看到撒旦也会用神的话语断章取义来作为他撒谎的手段。
Here we can see Satan also uses verses in our Bible, but out of context.
就说你既然是神的儿子，你不会有生命的危险，你这样冒生命的危险，神还是会派天使天君来保护着你。
Satan says that because you are the Son of God, so even you risk your life to do something dangerous, that your God will protect you.
但是主耶稣很清楚，这不是神的心意。
But Jesus knows very clearly it's not God's will.
所以他说，他也用圣经说，不可试探主你的神。
So Jesus also uses the verses from Bible. Do not put God to the test.
是的，我们是神的儿女。
It's true that we are God's children.
我们随时可以有神的保护。
God protect us at any time.
在紧急的需要的时候，真的是神会派天使天君来保护我们。
In some urgent conditions, it's true that God will send His angels to protect us.
刘家的弟弟几年前到莫斯科去念书。
Several years, Grace's younger brother went to Moscow to study.
他住在宿舍里面。
He lived in a dorm.
有一个晚上三更半夜，他的宿舍着火。
And one day in midnight, his dorm was on fire.
当他们发觉他跟他的同学发觉到宿舍着火的时候，已经整个那个蔓延得很厉害。
Actually, when he found the fire and told his roommates, the fire was spread already.
他们已经没办法从宿舍的门经过通道，经过大门逃出去。
It's impossible for them to escape from the door.
所以他们就决定打破玻璃，从玻璃窗户跳下去。
So they decided to break the window and jump out of the window.
所以他们都拿了被单，就打结连结在一起。就绳子要从窗户逃下去。
So they tie many quilts and sheets to as a line. They want to use this line and go to the ground.
等到刘家的弟弟要下去的时候，结果被单突然断掉。
When Grace's brother jumped out of the window with this rope, but the rope broken.
结果他从宿舍的四楼直接掉到地上。
So he fell on the ground from the fourth floor in the dorm.
很奇妙的，他一点都没有受伤。
It's very amazing that the brother didn't get any injuries.
真的，这是神在最急刹那时间行了神迹，天使托付了他。
Yeah, God did the miracle when her brother was in the crucial condition.
可是我们不能够因为我们是神的儿女。
But we cannot, because of we are God's children.
知道神随时会保护我们。
And God will protect us at any time.
我们可以随意的开快车来冒我们生命的危险。
We cannot drive very fast on highways to risk our life.
因为这个就是在试探主。
Because this is that you put God on the test.
有一个年轻的基督徒。
There is a young Christian.
他从乡下到纽约市去旅游。
He had a trip from his village to the New York City.
他也去游览自由女神。
He visited the Statue of Liberty.
也上了帝国大厦。
He also went up to the Empire State Building.
他也去游览了时报广场。
He also visited the Times Square.
他也游览了百老汇。
And Broadway.
他也听说纽约市有一条街道。
And he also heard that in New York there is a street.
这条街道特别是在晚上红灯大亮， 富丽堂皇。
And he also knows that especially at night, this street was illuminated, was brilliant and splendid.
他也找到了这条街。
He found this street.
真的是晚上的时候，红灯大亮，非常的漂亮。
And at night, it's really very beautiful.
在那里面有受情的，应有尽有。
There are many porns on that street.
所以他也很好奇，他想要进去看热闹。
So he was very curious about it, and he also wanted to see all these things.
一边走进这红灯区，一边可以说主耶稣啊，保护我。
Well, he was hanging around on this street, this red light district. He prayed to God, God, please protect me from this evil.
这位年轻人就是在试探主，很容易上撒旦的当。
So the young Christian was putting God to the test, and he will be very easily deceived by Satan.
今天你都不需要到纽约市的红灯区去找到色情。
Today you needn't look for porns in the red light district in New York City.
你有电脑，你很容易上网。
You have computer, you have an easy access to internet.
你可以很容易地进入色情的网站。
It's very easy for you to enter into any porn websites.
在那里，色情的东西应有尽有。
There are many porns on these websites, you name it.
我们应当小心，不要在这以为你是神的儿女，神会保护你。你稍微做一点小过错啊，无关紧要。
You must be careful. Don't think that you are God's children and God will protect you at any time. Don't think this is small mistakes. It's not a big deal.
你时常进去，你久了，你的变成习惯，你会上瘾。
If you often look at these porn websites, after some time, you will be addicted about it.
我们应当小心，不要因为我们是神的儿女，就自我骄傲，不愿意来依靠神。
Please be careful. Don't because you are children of God, you will be very proud of it and.You will not depend on God.
不要上撒旦的当。
Do not be deceived by Satan.
最后一点是不要为了名义而上了撒旦的当。
The last point I want to share with you is that do not be deceived by Satan for fame and gain.
就是在第八到十一节。
From verses 8 to 11.
撒旦又带他上了一座最高的山，将世上的万国与万国的荣华都指给他看，对他说，你若俯伏拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。耶稣说，撒旦退去吧，因为经上记着说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。于是魔鬼离了耶稣，有天使来伺候他。
Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. All this I will give you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me. Jesus said to him, Away from me, Satan, for it is written, Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him.
撒旦没办法在物质的需要上来引诱耶稣。
Satan cannot deceive Jesus for material needs.
也不能够因为耶稣是神的儿子， 来引诱他。
And I cannot deceive him by his and by Jesus' identification of God's child.
最后的绝招，他就是带耶稣到了一座最高的山上。
And his last trick is to take Jesus to a very high mountain.
将世界的万国跟万国里面的所有的荣华的荣华啊，展在耶稣的眼前。
And show Jesus all the kingdoms of the world and its splendor.
跟对耶稣说，这世界的所有的荣华都是我撒旦所拥有的。
And it told Jesus that all this splendor and glory in this world belong to me.
只要你愿意跪下向我下拜，我将这世界的所有都赐给你。
As long as you bow down and worship me, I will give all of this glory to you.
所有世界的荣华富贵，只要你向我下拜，都完全赐给你。
I will give you all the glory and splendor of this world as long as you worship me.
这是不是一个很大的诱惑？
Is it a great temptation?
可是耶稣很清楚，他来到世界上是要行神的旨意。
But Jesus knows very well that he came to this world to do God's will.
没有错，最后的目标，耶稣是要掌管世界。
It's true, ultimately, Jesus will control this world.
但是主耶稣掌管世界不是用这样轻而易举的向魔鬼下拜。
But Jesus' way is not such in such easy way to worship God, to worship Satan.
他是要来行神的旨意，他要上十字架，十字架的救赎道路来完成这个任务。
He came to this world to do God's will and accomplish God's will by the way of salvation through the cross.
所以耶稣斥责撒旦说，撒旦退去吧，因为经上记着说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。
So Jesus responds to Satan, Away from me, Satan, for it is written, Worship the Lord your God, and serve him only.
当拜唯一的真神，单要侍奉他。
Worship the Lord your God, worship the real God, the only one, and serve him only.
各位同学，你们来辉盛受装备。
Dear students, you came to BSOP to be equipped.
就是要侍奉这唯一的真神。
To serve the only real God.
要准备出去工厂来侍奉他。
To be prepared to serve him in the field.
你们来这里念神学。
You came to study God's words.
你的好朋友做生意去了。
And your best friend, do some business.
他在生意上为了做生意，有时候还违背良心做一些生意的交易。
And he earned money and do business, sometimes against his conscience and in improper way.
结果他赚大钱了。
And he made a big money.
这消息传来。
You heard this news.
对你是不是个很大的诱惑？
Is it a temptation for you?
你在那念神学，你的朋友赚大钱。
Well, you are studying God's words here, and your good friend make a big money.
他甚至因为他是你你是他的好朋友。
And because you are his good friend.
他甚至于来鼓励你，劝告你。
He even persuade you and encourage you.
换去神学的装备。
Give up your study.
甚至于换去服侍神。
Give up to serve God.
跟他去赚大钱。
Come with me to earn money.
这会不会是你的很大的试探？
Is it a great temptation for you?
这是合乎神的旨意吗？
Is it God's will?
或者是撒旦在后面指使？
Or Satan's temptation?
你们在神学受装备，毕业以后回去做传道人。
You are equipped here, and after graduation, you will be pastors.
有些你们各位在你们当中，有些人以后会成为很有成果的传道人。
And some of you maybe will become very successful preachers.
带给教会很大的兴旺。
And your church will be prosper.
甚至于这每年的奉献有百万人民币以上。
And the offerings in your church may reach more than millions of yuan.
教会的兴旺，你会不会认为都是你的功劳？
So do you think it's your success, or it should be a credit to you if the church prospers?
都是因为你讲道讲得很好，所以很多人礼拜天要来做礼拜。
So it is because your good preaching skill that so many believers came to your church to worship God.
很自然你也成为教会的主任牧师。
And then when you become senior pastor in your church,
整个教会的财务一手包。
You control the financial sector in your church.
你要花什么，爱花什么就花什么。
You can spend all this money as you wish.
一心追求名利的享受。
You pursue fame and gain and enjoyment in your life.
你都忘掉你有讲道的恩赐是神给你的恩典。
You forget that the gift of preaching is grace of God.
你都忘掉你是神的仆人。
You forget even that you are the servant of God.
所以我们应当小心警惕。
So we should be careful.
不要为名利上了撒旦的当。
Do not be deceived by Satan for fame and gain.
各位同学。
Dear students.
你们带来这里受神学的装备。
You came here be equipped.
这是神所喜悦的事情。
This is thing.That pleases God.
你以后就传道人来服侍神，也是神所喜悦的。
To be pastors to serve God is also a thing that pleases God.
但是撒旦要想尽各种方法来引诱你。
But Satan will try its best to tempt you.
当引诱来临的时候
，When temptation came to you，
想到耶稣基督的榜样。
Please remind yourself of Jesus' example.
借着圣灵的帮助，用神的话语。
With the help of the Holy Spirit and with the words of God.
来战胜魔鬼。
You should overcome Satan.
其实你从耶稣的榜样，我们可以看到一个要点。
We can see a very important point in Jesus' example.
当试探来临的时候
，When the temptation comes，
你做的时候是不是合乎神的旨意
？You should see whether this thing is God's will。
当你做这件事情的时候，是不是讨神喜悦
？When you do it， you should think whether。It pleases God.
如果是耶稣在场的时候，他怎么做
？If Jesus is here, how should he do?
我们应当小心警惕。
We should be careful.
不要上撒旦的当。
Do not be deceived by Satan.
我们祷告。
Let's pray. 亲爱的主耶稣啊。感谢你在拒绝撒旦诱惑、战胜撒旦上面给我们树立了良好的榜样。主啊，我们会跟随你。主啊，亲爱的天父，求你也赐我们智慧和力量， 让我们能够认清撒旦的真面目，让我们能够识破他的诡计。主啊，让我们知道主你才是我们的父亲，创造者是那位真正爱我们的。撒旦他是破坏我们之间关系的。主啊，当试探来临的时候，求你帮助我们，求你给我们智慧的眼，让我们能看清这一切的诱惑和撒旦的诡计，帮助我们战胜他。主啊，这世界上的一切和你比起来只是粪土。主啊，你才是真正我们真正需要的那一位，是我们生命意义的所在。主啊，感谢你。Dear Jesus Christ, thank you for setting such a good example in overcoming Satan's temptation. And dear Heavenly Father, please give us wisdom. Let us see through the Satan's schemes and let us know how precious you are. And the world is just rubbish. God, please let us know truth.In our life, let us know what's the most valuable and precious thing in our life. God, please hold us fast in you. In Jesus' name, pray.